Colin Powell, A Remarkable Journey. Colin Powell grew up in the Bronx, New York City. His parents came from Jamaica. During his teenage years, he worked at a local store and a soft drink bottling plant during summers and vacations. He started from the bottom as part of the all-black porter staff, but eventually became the first African-American on the plant's bottling machine team. He believed in always doing his best because someone was watching. Despite facing obstacles due to his race and average grades, Powell couldn't apply to the top military academies. However, he graduated from the City College of New York as a Reserve Officers Training Corps, ROTC cadet. Later, he served as an officer in the U.S. Army, starting in the infantry and completing two tours in Vietnam. He also graduated with honors from the Command and General Staff College in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Colin Powell's leadership maxims. Colin Powell, the first African-American to lead a four-star troop command, shared his 13 favorite leadership maxims in a popular U.S. magazine. 1. It's not as bad as you think. Powell believed in staying positive, even in tough situations. He learned this during his time as an infantry officer. He thought that if leaders always expect the worst, their followers won't trust them. He believed that no challenge is too big to overcome. 2. Get mad, then get over it. Powell, despite his notorious temper, understood the importance of controlling his emotions. In 2003, as the U.S. sought global support for the Iraq War, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin publicly declared France's opposition to military action, contradicting private assurances he'd given Powell. Despite this breach, Powell maintained his composure and friendship with de Villepin. Eventually, France backed the U.S. in 6 straight UN resolutions concerning Iraq. 3. Avoid having your ego too close to your position. As Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, Powell's assistant persistently pushed him to meet with key members of Congress controlling military funds, despite Powell's initial resistance. Powell's loud objections didn't deter the assistant, who kept coming back every day. The assistant understood that Powell's frustration wasn't personal. He believed in challenging ideas but also in executing decisions faithfully once made. Powell believed in loyalty. Disagreement was okay as long as everyone supported the final decision with enthusiasm. 4. It can be done. Always tackle challenges with a positive mindset. Even if things don't go as planned, starting with a can-do attitude sets you up for success. Ignore the naysayers but be open to different perspectives. Stay optimistic but smart about it. 5. Be careful what you choose. You may get it. When making decisions, be cautious because you might end up with what you choose. Take your time to decide, considering both daytime and nighttime. Pick what you can live with for a long time. 6. Don't let adverse facts stand in the way of a good decision. Leaders often face tough choices, balancing gut feelings with hard facts. Take December 1989 in the Philippines, for instance. With a potential coup looming, the government sought U.S. help to deal with bombers threatening the presidential palace. While the U.S. president approved attacking the airbase, General Powell opted for a different approach. Instead of risking lives and damage, he deployed U.S. fighter jets in maneuvers as a warning to potential rebels. This decision not only prevented casualties but also earned Powell appreciation from the Philippine defense minister. Leading is always about making judgment calls. 7. You shouldn't let someone else make your choices. When Colin Powell wrapped up his time as Secretary of State, big corporations waved lucrative job offers his way, but a close buddy warned against it. Why wear someone else's t-shirt? He asked Powell. Stay free, wear your own. Powell got similar advice when folks urged him to run for president. He listened to himself and said no. Be your own boss in your thinking and decisions. Don't give away your independence. 8. Check small things. Smart leaders understand the importance of focusing on the small stuff. Every little detail adds up and can make or break a project. They make surprise visits to workplaces, build a network of trusted observers, and listen to their team members. 9. Share credit. Effective leaders know the value of acknowledging and rewarding those who contribute to successful projects. One example is a commanding general who broke tradition during a change of command ceremony by ordering officers to salute their troops for their hard work, and when things go wrong, leaders take full responsibility. 10. Remain calm. Be kind. In tough situations, stay cool and be nice. Even when things get crazy, show you're in control. Keep your feelings in check, but let your team see a bit of kindness, anger, or frustration every now and then. Powell once got really mad at a sergeant who drove drunk. He banged his fist so hard on his desk that he cracked it. The sergeant and Powell's team received the message. 11. Have a vision. Your team must know and accept its mission and goals. It's crucial to provide a clear sense of purpose. For instance, a worker responsible for garbage collection at the Empire State Building in New York City described his role. We make sure that when people visit this iconic building tomorrow, it's clean and looks great. Despite his job's simplicity, he had a lofty vision that dignified his work. 12. Don't take counsel of your fears or naysayers. In 1963, Powell faced his first ambush in Vietnam while advising a Vietnamese military unit. It was terrifying. Being American and taller than the Vietnamese soldiers, he knew he was a prime target. But as an officer, he couldn't afford to show fear. He learned to anticipate it, but never let it conquer him or listen to the pessimists who always expect the worst. 13. Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Top armies excel in leading and coordinating their troops to get the most out of them. Good logistics and skilled officers are key, along with a positive mindset. Trusting your team boosts their chances of winning. Leadership lessons from Colin Powell. Colin Powell served various roles under different U.S. presidents, bringing his military expertise to the forefront. From working as a staff assistant for Jimmy Carter to serving as a national security advisor for Ronald Reagan, then as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under George H.W. Bush, and finally as U.S. Secretary of State for George W. Bush, Powell's leadership journey was diverse. In his military experience, Powell learned a crucial lesson. Leaders need to be close to the action to make informed decisions promptly. This applies not only to military commanders, but also to corporate executives. Effective leadership lies in providing the necessary support and resources for the team to accomplish their goals. In the armed forces, recruits undergo intense basic training to become soldiers. Initially, they might dislike their strict drill sergeants, but they grow to appreciate them as they learn and develop. Leadership involves passing down years of experience, and showing respect to your team encourages them to give their best. Former Secretary of State Powell often had junior analysts brief the president directly, giving them valuable confidence and experience. Effective leadership development in the military. The military continuously trains its troops and promotes from within rather than hiring externally for leadership roles. When assessing someone's potential for advancement, consider their past performance, but also evaluate how well you think they could handle new challenges using the 50-50 rule. Don't ignore mistakes. Point them out in a helpful way. Why? Because 1. It shows you notice the small stuff. 2. It encourages others to speak up when something's wrong. 3. Teammates respect leaders who help them improve. 4. You're showing how leaders should act. 5. Fixing small errors stops them from becoming big problems. Leaders across all domains rely on trustworthy information to make wise choices. Adhering to these four principles ensures effective assessment of data and shared responsibility. Tell me what you know. Verify and validate your facts. Tell me what you don't know. Challenge what might be absent or uncertain. Then tell me what you think. Welcome thoughts, ideas, even unconventional ones. Always distinguish which is which. Recognize the distinctions between facts, analysis, opinions, and intuition. The Powell Doctrine, learning from experience. Colin Powell, during his career, learned a lot from both his successes and his mistakes. He believed in what's known as the Powell Doctrine. This idea says that when a nation goes to war, it should use all its powerful military strength in the right way and at the right time to achieve a clear goal. But before going to war, countries should try every possible way, like politics or diplomacy, to avoid it. This approach worked well during the First Gulf War, where a strong U.S. military presence helped bring success after other attempts to solve the conflict had failed. Another important idea associated with Powell is the Pottery Barn Rule. It says, if you break it, you own it. Powell warned President George W. Bush about the possible consequences of attacking Iraq in 2002. He said that while the military might win quickly, there could be unforeseen problems afterward. Bush declared victory soon after the war began, but the lack of planning for what came next led to chaos, violence, and suffering. Powell's message was clear: we broke it, so we had to take responsibility for fixing it, but we didn't step up to the task. Powell's UN presentation, the fallout. Colin Powell faced his biggest setback when he addressed the UN on February 5, 2003. He tried hard to convince leaders worldwide to back the U.S. attack on Iraq, citing the presence of weapons of mass destruction, WMDs. Powell staked his reputation on the line, assuring everyone that intelligence confirmed Iraq's production, sale, and stockpiling of WMDs. However, after the war, no such weapons were found. Powell blames this failure on flawed reports, relying too much on one source, and a tight deadline. Key points. 1. Powell's journey embodies resilience and determination. 2. Leadership maxims emphasize optimism, self-control, and strategy. 3. Independence and loyalty are pivotal in effective leadership. 4. Effective leaders focus on detail, share credit, and maintain composure. 5. Military principles stress training, internal promotion, and learning from mistakes. 6. The Powell Doctrine advocates for caution and post-conflict planning. 7. The fallout of Powell's UN presentation underscores the perils of flawed intelligence and hasty action.